Hi. So I'm from the Washington State Department of Health, and I am going to be talking about depression in HIV-infected adults in care in Washington State in 2009 and 2010. So the reason we wanted to look at depression is we know that it continues to be a significant public health problem in general, but we also have seen nationally that depression rates are significantly higher among the HIV-infected adults, 2.8 times higher compared to the U.S. adult population. Depression may also influence treatment adherence due to things like higher rates of injection drug use or some depression symptoms like apathy or hopelessness or things like that. So the objectives from this analysis were to estimate the prevalence of depression among Washington HIV-infected adults in care, compare that prevalence to the Washington adult general population, and then also look at differences in viral suppression among HIV-infected adults in care who had depression or who did not indicate symptoms of depression. So we used 2009-2010 Washington Medical Monitoring Project, and thank you that I don't have to go through what that is now. Irina and Lauren, that was lovely. One difference to note is in the data that I'm going to present is only from the interview except for viral suppression. So we looked at, we didn't use medical record diagnoses of depression in this. Our comparison data for the general population is 2009 and 2010 Washington Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System data, which is a population-based telephone survey of Washington adults. So depression, we used two depression categories. The first one was major depression. That's a presence of five or more symptoms indicated in the interview. Any depression is two or more symptoms, and these are both within a two-week period. The interviewed individual needed to indicate either depressed mood or loss of interest or pleasure as one of the symptoms in that symptom set. So our results. About 13% of HIV-infected adults in care indicated major depression, and 27% indicated any depression. Any depression was 3.5 times higher among the HIV-infected persons in Washington compared to the general population, and HIV-infected adults with depression were equally likely to have suppressed viral load to those who were not depressed. We were actually a little surprised by this. They were, though, 1.8 times more likely to report injection drug use, and so that's something that we'll want to look at in a little more detail because not everybody who uses injection drugs is depressed. So the analysis has a couple of limitations. All of the data is self-reported because it's from interviews except for, again, the viral suppression information. It's limited, or the HIV portion of it is limited to HIV-infected adults in care, so this is where the case-based sampling is going to change things for us starting next year. We did have some small sample sizes. We couldn't look at major depression alone because the numbers were just not large enough, but now that we have 2011 and 2012 weighted data, we're planning on doing that. And both MMP and BRFIS exclude people who are institutionalized. So depression continues to be a significant problem generally and in the HIV-infected population in Washington, but it does not appear to negatively impact treatment adherence. So our suggestion is that providers and social services staff continue to integrate depression screening and services into their routine care. We also suggest that providers should discuss drug use since we saw the considerably higher rates of injection drug use in the individuals who were depressed, and then provide appropriate referrals. And I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues at the State Department of Health, Public Health Seattle and King County, and also the MMP staff at CDC. That's it.